the rest of the story. Could anyone have imagined that they would go this far? The Caltech kite experiments inspired by Dr. Maureen Clemens. But here they all were, Dr. Clemens, Dr. Maury Garib, a team of eager students participating under Caltech's Summer Undergraduate Research Fellowship Program. Here they all were, June 23, 2001, in the Mojave Desert, on the outskirts of Quartz Hill, California, reporters and photographers poised to record the heretofore inconceivable. The particular kite in this most recent experiment, and what a monster it was, 425 square feet of ripstop nylon straining against a husky flying line, which in turn was tethered to a 6,900-pound weight, an obelisk of steel-reinforced concrete 16 feet high. That's the kind of drag you need to resist the awesome pull from such a rig. It had been an exciting journey to here and now. Beginning with those first field tests in the spring of 1997, Caltech was not aboard yet, and the kites were modest 3-by-4-foot parafoils. But Dr. Clemens, assisted only by her son and daughter, kept researching, modifying, flying, until spring 1999, when Caltech's Maury Garib joined the project. Through seasons subsequent, the kites grew from sparrows to condors, the anchors resisting them matured accordingly. Now here the group was, demonstrating for the media a theory which had haunted Dr. Clemens for years. The buoyant giant was soaring, the flying line was singing, when suddenly, incredibly, the essentially 7,000-pound tower of concrete to which the kite was moored began to rock. And then to rise, and seconds later the ponderous obelisk was dangling in midair. Students on the control lines dug in against the 22-mile-an-hour gusts, but the bird riding them, yearning for freedom, reached higher, harder. One of the students clinging to a line, Eric May, was himself off the ground now. Somebody cried, "Kill it!" And following tense moments of expert manipulation, the monster kite was subdued and brought back to earth. The experiment had succeeded. Extraordinary observers even yet exclaim that such an impossible dream should be conceived and realized by Dr. Maureen Clement, not a scientist, but a business consultant who'd become intrigued by the subject after reading an article somewhere. For ages, engineers and Egyptologists had contemplated the phenomenal challenges of the construction of the pyramids. Foremost among their questions was, how in the world did the ancient Egyptians lift those enormous stones? The answer, says Dr. Clemens, is a series of earth-darkening kites that could easily have hoisted huge blocks weighing on average a full ton less than the one her kite took up in June 23 of 2001. For the winds in pyramid country often roar steadily 30 miles an hour or more. And one thing more. In a museum in Cairo, Egypt, there's exhibited an ancient building frieze on which is displayed a design in bas-relief, a design of a wing pattern which does not resemble that of any living bird. And directly below that apparent wing are the figures of several men standing near what appeared to be vertical ropes, bound, it would seem, to a businesswoman's dream and to the rest of the story.